joined here with the head coach for Scott City and Glenn O'Neill. Coach, nice start to the season, 37-0 victory. It looked like at first that both teams were a little nervous, a three and out on the opening possessions, but Scott City, you guys did a great job taking control of that game, second drive, getting the field goal. The defense really played pretty good here tonight. You got to be pretty pleased with the overall first game of the year.
Oh, real happy. I mean, you know, both teams got about the same amount of guys coming back. And, you know, that first game, you really don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, when we got stopped, we kind of audibled at the line. I wish he would have stayed with the first one. But, you know, he come back and made some nice calls later. You know, defense got the three or four and out right there. And they played pretty solid most of the game. You know, they probably dropped a couple of passes they'll catch later in the year. But, you know, for the most part, you got to be real happy with everybody.
I thought special teams coincided with the poor field position that Clearwater had all night. And I thought the kickoff coverage team played phenomenal. And that started with Trey Stewart's kickoff and your team staying in their lanes, putting Clearwater back and deep in their own territory.
Oh, they did. They did a super job. You know, Coach Frank is in charge of the kickoff team. And, you know, a couple of things that, you know, what we stress is stay in your lanes, play tough. If you're going to avoid somebody, avoid them early and then go ahead and, you know, get back in your lane. You know, closer you are to the ball, the more you have to be physical. And, you know, like you said, you know, Trey didn't really kick it very deep, but he got the ball, you know, really high. And, you know, the kids busted their tails, you know, running down there and making coverage. And we told them, you know, momentum can change, you know, within a second on a special teams play. So, you know, real happy with the kickoff team. Punt team was only out there once or twice. Extra point, we got to look. We had a couple leakages, you know, as far as, you know, within the interior part, but, you know, still pretty solid.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here after this 37-0 victory for Scott City. And kind of the backfield, a lot of those returning, a lot of them in different positions from a year ago. But you have, look like, a pretty confident runners in that backfield there with Cooper Griff, the two rushing touchdowns tonight. Marshall Hutchins getting a touchdown. Trey O'Neill, nice little naked bootleg. And Wyatt Kropp looks solid as well. You have about four or five different options in that backfield that ran the ball pretty well tonight. And with a new line, you had to be pretty pleased on their execution.
Oh, they did. They played well. You know, a chance in there also with a couple nice catches. Yeah. And, you know, Trey was a little frustrated. Didn't feel like he threw the ball as well as what he can. And, you know, I'm hoping, you know, just kind of first game stuff there. You know, Sloan, we got a catch, you know, for that touchdown, you know, later. You know, Chance and Brett both had some catches, and, you know, we need to make sure we distribute the ball and just kind of keep on working on all phases right there.
Well, as you look ahead a little bit to next week, it's the first of five straight league games for Scott City. You go on the road to Colby against the Eagles. Third time in the last 4 years you'll be playing up there in Colby, and this is the team last year. Colby came in here, played Scott City pretty close, 28-12, and they have a lot of their kids returning back from that team.
Well, I think last year we kind of read our press clippings a little bit after the first game, you know, beating Abilene like we did early. And, you know, we didn't, then, you know, Trey was out with, you know, the dislocated kneecap and you know, kind of got a little different rhythm into the offense. And, you know, so we didn't play very well early. We had a couple turnovers. You know, we had the one reception that was, you know, called a fumble that they picked up and scooped and scored for a touchdown. And they hit a deep pass, you know, early in the first quarter. You know, Colby has, you know, they got tough kids. I mean, if you look at the wrestling program and you kind of think about what type of mentality they have, you know, that they're going to come after you and they're going to, you know, they're going to play hard. You know, it'll be their first home game because I think they're at Oakley tonight. But I don't know how their game's going to turn out tonight, but I know Oakley, you know, a new coach, new program. So, you know, Colby could go up there and you know, pull out a victory. And but you never know. I mean, high school kids are, you know, a different breed as far as, you know, the more you're around them, the more you realize that, you know, strange things happen.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game after a 37-0 Scott City victory over the Indians. First shutout for the Beavers on opening night since 2009. Coach, once again, thanks for joining us here, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds great, Dan. Thank you.